The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Mike Peterson of KMA in Shenandoah and Ty Rushing with the Northwest Iowa Review in Sheldon. Mike, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
All right, Senator, first of all, you along with Senator Joni Ernst and Governor Kim Reynolds have been concerned about a reported propane shortage in the Midwest. Can you talk about how serious of a problem is this and what has been done to address this situation?
Yeah. Well, if I say something that differs from what you are think the situation is, let me know. We wrote to Federal Energy Regulatory Commission because they have legislative authority to intervene in contracts that pipelines have with various companies that have commodities to move through the pipelines. That could be LP gas for a few days, butane for a few days, and what other kind of products they send through pipelines, I don't know. But whatever it is, LP gas does not have a pipeline dedicated to supply all that's needed for manufacturers, hog facilities, corn drying, and homes. And so consequently, evidently in year 2013-14, there was problems. They stopped the contract obligations of the pipeline companies so they could send LP gas. So Ernst and I wrote to them with the same idea in mind for this year because of the shortage that we're hearing for livestock barn heating and for corn drying, and asking them to take a look at what they could do. And we originally got that they were going to take a look-see, and then subsequently I think we got a decision that they were going to intervene as they did in the past. Now, that's how I understand it as of last Thursday. If that doesn't come out with the way what you're hearing now, let me know.
Okay. Hi, Rushing.
Okay, Senator. I think it was last month with President Trump and the EPA supposedly reached a deal on ethanol, but we haven't seen any action on that yet. Do you know when that's going to happen?
Yeah, it can't happen before Friday. And how many days after Friday, I can't tell you how many days they have to put into going through all the comments that they received in the 30-day comment period when they first put their rule out. And then they can do one of three things. They can go ahead as it was written. They can not go ahead at all if they decide not to, or they can make changes. So my comment to them, and I hope thousands of farmers and other people commented as well, and they get a very clear message that their regulation does not carry out the September 12th agreement that several of us senators and Governor Reynolds had with the president on September the 12th. And so this comment period ends, and then they go into effect whenever they decide to. They've gone through the comments and make the changes that are necessary. But I made very clear to Wheeler, the president, and Kudlow, along with another Midwestern senator, last week as we were in the Oval Office, that the regulations weren't appropriately written to reflect the agreement of September the 12th. And in conversation between Kudlow, the president, and Wheeler being on the phone and me being in the Oval Office, I still get the feeling that the president has not backed off of what he agreed to on September the 12th, and he told Wheeler the same thing. Now, that seems to me that's pretty clear from the Oval Office to the EPA that when you put this regulation out, it better reflect exactly what was agreed to on September the 12th. I told Wheeler, I won't tell you what Wheeler told me, but I told Wheeler that you got to realize it may be your intention to get out 15 billion gallons and add in all of the waived gallons, but farmers going back to the Obama administration don't trust EPA, and you've got to make the changes so it's clear, very clear, that the regulation is written according to the September 12th Oval Office Agreement.
Okay, back to Mike.
Senator, what are you hearing about the negotiations on the U.S.-Chinese trade agreement? We haven't heard anything really in a while. Do you believe an agreement will be reached between the U.S. and China before the end of the year?
It sounds to me like China is anxious to get such an agreement because they asked Lighthizer to come to Beijing. Lighthizer's willing to go to Beijing, but if only he's got certainty that something's going to be agreed to. In other words, he doesn't want to spend hours traveling to Beijing for just friendly talks with no agreement. And that's where that was. That invitation went out from Beijing last week. Now, what happens as a result of that invitation is the answer you really want. But we won't know until that meeting happens.
Ty?
Okay, I know it's in the House's hands now, but do you think there's any chance we get United States-Mexico-Canada agreement passed before the end of the year?
Last week, for the first time, I heard negative comments from Pelosi as she walked out of a meeting, I'm told. It was reported, at least. And this morning, I got email from my staff that suggested that she thinks that they're getting close to an agreement. That's the best update I give you as of now.
Okay, we'll do one more question each. Go ahead, Mike.
Yes, Senator, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers recently announced they're reducing the flows from the Gavin's Point Dam from 80,000 cubic feet per second. It was supposed to go down to 75,000 this past Saturday and then decrease after that. Do you think that they're doing enough to kind of ease the flood situation in the wake of the flooding? And do you think they're doing enough to try to avoid the flooding from occurring again in 2020?
From what they know from history, the answer is yes. What they don't know is what's going to happen with the snow melt, the amount of snow we get, and rains we have next spring.
Okay, Ty.
Okay, Senator, I guess, do you have any thoughts on the proposal for Major League Baseball to decrease the amount of minor league teams, including, I believe, it would be three clubs in Iowa that'd be impacted by that.
Yeah. I'm going to have I wish you were asking this question an hour from now. I'm going to have a conversation with the deputy commissioner of MLB in the next hour, and I'm going to make that exact point to him, that what are you doing to these people that love baseball in small cities that can't get to it? And I'm going to make a pleading along the lines of what you suggested, that we should not have these small teams shut down.
Okay, great. Everyone have a good day.
Goodbye.
All right, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Senator.
Thank you, Mike and Ty, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.